Hey everyone, it's Finn here coming at you with the review of The Thaumaturge for the SDGC, the new game by 11-Bit Studios and Fool's Theory. This is already an incredible year for RPGs between Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. We've got Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. We had Persona 3 Reloaded. Now we have The Thaumaturge, which is on a very different scale of RPG, but still is a high-quality game from a smaller studio with a much smaller budget than those. And you know what? It's exactly the kind of one I needed at this time. It was a really nice palate cleanser from these massive JRPGs that I've been binging this year. So basically, to go over briefly what The Thaumaturge is, and you'll notice like the footage, I made sure that all the footage used in this review, if you're watching the video portion, is from the opening like tutorial area, because like most RPGs, this game thrives on its story. And so I didn't want anything that could accidentally spoil things that matter. But the basic gist of it is you play as a thaumaturge named Victor from Warsaw. And you are in like a pre-World War I Russia block type area, and it's kind of like pseudo historical, where you're interacting with characters that existed in history, just not their traditional ways. So, you know, Rasputin is there. He pops up very early, becomes a big component. And gameplay wise, it's like one part demented Pokemon trainer, where you're collecting and building up these sin demons that feed off of one of four types of like stats, and then it plays like an isometric, like you're gonna get Baldur's Gate vibes just from the look of like the world. But the stronger comparison to me was it felt like a World War I-ish Witcher world merged with kind of the vibe and aesthetic of a Disco Elysium. It's a weird combination, but it works. So the game plays out like one part detective, one part combat. So you'll go around and you're trying to find these Salutors, which are your demon / Pokemon in this game. And once you find like what flaw they're being attracted to and hunt them down and defeat them in combat, they become part of your squad. And so in combat, it's actually pretty intricate. As time goes on, they keep like layering more things on top of each other for you. But basically, you'll have Victor's abilities, which are more normal punches and whatnot, gun if you have it, and you can do different things to lower the focus of an enemy. It's like their shield of sorts. And once you break them down, then you can unlock these like a whole new range of way more powerful abilities. And your Salutor also gets to act in combat. And you can see like the timeline of who's going to act when, so you can act accordingly. There's a lot of strategy involved in making sure that you can chain your attacks to try and either take out or interrupt an enemy before they can take you down. And switching between the different Salutors that you get throughout the game makes combat feel really rewarding, because you can start targeting enemy weaknesses, make them have like emotional breakdowns to open them up to new attacks. It feels solid. Like it's definitely not the highest end RPG you're going to play this year, but sometimes that just doesn't matter if it's well made and fun. And then the detective part of it, the other half of it, is you go around and you can kind of feel like the essence of items that people have imprinted on with strong emotions. And if you're thorough enough and explore enough, then you can start piecing together these mysteries and draw conclusions that then open up new dialogue options as when you talk to people and try and progress through quests. And it kind of incentivizes you to build your character properly, because, you know, you might feel like you want to say something in one way, but if you didn't have enough points in that particular stat, you lose that option, like heart, mind, stuff like that. And so you have this whole skill tree that can build up not only your in-game conversation options, but also builds upon adds options for your combat. You can also then build up the different skills of your Salators. Like, there's a lot to dig in here. And in terms of the plot line, again, I don't want to get too far into it. Just you are Victor. You befriend Rasputin pretty early. You've got a sister that loves you and pretty much no one else in your life that does, because you're kind of an asshole. And which is also refreshing in its own way. Not always or often is your main character just a deeply unlikable person with his own flaws. But it works. Graphically, the game is it's got some jank. We can't lie. It's rough at points. It's especially if you're coming off of like a Dragon or Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. It's you're gonna notice the drop. But for what this studio is and what they've done, like, it's a good looking game. You just have to know what to expect. Like, there's some clipping. There's some graphical issues, but none of that detracts from the quality of the experience as you play it. It did feel weird coming off of Baldur's Gate that the backgrounds were static and I'm not able to like rotate the camera. It makes you feel like you're missing stuff, but you don't. You have like this like sonar like pulse that you can click on that'll highlight areas of importance or things you can interact with. So you never actually miss anything. And the game does a really good job of either leading you where you need to go or teaching you certain mechanics in a way that never really feels overwhelming, which is rare in RPGs, especially ones like this. It's not the most challenging game. I'm playing on normal difficulty. There's different difficulty options. There's an easy and a hard. But playing on normal so far, and maybe it's just because, I don't know, I'm just really good at RPGs, but I haven't really come across anything yet that has stumped me in combat. I like that you can swap between your Salators at will. It really means that you don't accidentally get locked into a loadout that is detrimental in combat, because that's never fun. Oh, I didn't equip the right thing and now I'm going to lose on principle. Like, I like that they've kind of gotten rid of a lot of the stressors that can play games like this. There's a lot of quality of life aspects in this that I respect and appreciate. I mean, I end of the day, I really had enjoyed my time with the Thaumaturge, and Victor with a W, as he is prone to say, is a really fun character to have been around. And just the world that Fool's Theory has built is pretty damn cool. The concept of being in a pre-World War I, like alternate world where magic and demons and stuff roam rampant, but also set in like just what Russia was going through in that time frame, is just kind of cool and not something you see very often. The Salator designs are fantastic. They are some creepy mofos, I'll tell you that. But like, the combat, like cards, they're done like tarot cards, but don't be tricked into thinking this is a card-based deck builder type game. It's not. It's just that's how they visually display your different abilities. You like draw a card and then see how it plays out. It never kind of gets old having your like Salator sneak up behind someone and stab them through the heart with a spectral sword and watch them just go kind of crazy and allowing you to just concuss them down until they're out. It's silly. It's fun. And I dig it. It's something I would highly recommend you if you have a computer that can run it, or if you have a casual interest in this kind of RPG type game. Fool's Theory did a great job. It's something I got to play at PAX West. And ever since I played their demo, it's kind of been on my radar. So I was very excited to get my hands on it when it was finally coming out. And it was worth the wait, which, again, considering the other RPGs that have come out in the first 2 months of this year, says a lot about the Thaumaturge that it's up there for me. So, yeah, I mean, shout out to Evolve PR for the code. We appreciate it. And if you feel like giving it a shot, I highly recommend it. This gets a thumbs up from me. Two thumbs up if you're naughty. It's basically all I got. I hope you give it a shot and let me know what you think. This has been Finn from the SDGC, just kind of stream of consciousness blurting out my thoughts on the game. And yeah, I dig it. It's awesome. Go team. Something, something SDGC.